Now, my friend, we know no man now after the flesh. Therefore, out yonder in the world, a just lost man. Oh, this man's a PhD, teaches over here at Caltech. Brilliant fella. Well, he's a lost man if he's not in Christ. And here's a man down here on the gutter. We know no man after the flesh. That's what he says here. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. That is, according to this old nature, they're all lost. And they are today, as he said, he died for all of them. Christ died for the man, that's the PhD, died for the man down yonder in the gutter. He died for all of them. Therefore, we know no man after the flesh. Now he says, though we've known Christ after the flesh. I believe that Paul did know Christ after the flesh. I think that he was present at the crucifixion of Christ. I can't imagine that brilliant young Pharisee, you know, not being yonder in Jerusalem at that particular time. He was present then. Now Christ has come and gone into this place of death. And those that will trust him, what does he do with them? Well, he doesn't take them back up there to the mountain to come tumbling down again. He takes them all the way back to the heavenlies. Now that, for the child of God, puts a new interpretation on the human family. And I want you to see this because actually this is the only solution and the only thing that will enable us to overcome racial and color and social lines. He says, henceforth we know no man after the flesh. We do not know that man over yonder as being a black man. We do not know this man over here as a yellow man. And this man over here is a white man. We do not know this man over here is a rich man. We do not know this man over here is a poor man. What we know is, we know all of these men, black, yellow, white, brown, rich, and poor, male and female, we know them all as sinners. All on one plane now. We don't know them after the flesh. Now, that was the thing you remember James said. He says, when a rich man comes in your midst with a ring on and fine clothing, you give him an honored place and you put the poor fellow in the back. Now, he says, that's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because as children of God, we look upon the whole human family as being sinners. Actually, the line has been raced out between Jew and Gentile, so that both Jew and Gentile, we're all sinners before God. And the only solution is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do not know any man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh. Now, he came down here 1900 years ago, born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, walked in Galilee, began his ministry in Cana of Galilee, and went to Jerusalem, died on a cross there, buried outside the city in Joseph's tomb, rose again the third day, and appeared to those that were his own and ascended back into heaven. Now, we don't know him anymore, friends, as the man of Galilee. There's no man of Galilee today, and a great many people this past Christmas made their annual trek to Bethlehem. Places crowded at Christmas time. Well, of course, Jerusalem is crowded at Easter time, and they go there. I do not know what they're looking for. He wasn't there this past Christmas. That is, the little baby wasn't. We don't know him anymore after the flesh. Where is he? Well, right now, friends, at this very moment, he's up yonder at God's right hand. He's the glorified Christ. Though we've known him after the flesh, we now henceforth know him no more. We don't know him as that. He's the glorified Christ. Now, therefore, it's not an identification with the one who walked down here 1900 years, but it's my identification with him yonder in glory. And for that reason, we should take the place of death down here.